Assalamu alaikum to all the listeners. Ba'da alhamdulillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen Nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. We thank all of you for tuning in to Markaz Sahaba. I'm very grateful of the opportunity to address you this morning, and the thing which I, you know, came to my mind that we should talk about, especially in these times of trouble and times of maintaining relationships, is about relationships, actually. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us and has created us with flaws. That means we are flawed by nature, because from the following hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which is reported from Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمْ خَطَّاءُ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّاءُ التَّوَّابُونَ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ in one riwayah. So every son of Adam is sinners, and the best of the sinners are those who repent. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us with the intention that we're going to be flawed. So what is the purpose of life if we couldn't live in a world that's imperfect and with imperfect people, with us making mistakes? And what's the purpose of us putting us in this world? And the purpose of that is that Allah wants to see that if we can handle ourselves and if we can deal with certain relationships, how do we exist in a social life? Because that's where the test lies. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us, He would have just made us, created us out from stone or a tree or something inanimate. Like how He had done for Adam alayhi salam, khalaqahu min turab, thumma qala lahu kun fayakun, created him from sand and clay. And Allah said, be, and he was. So if Allah wanted, He could have just brought us in this world in any way that He had wanted to, but He had brought us via parents, and then those parents have rights upon us. And then we're sometimes born among siblings, and siblings have rights of us, and then we go on to get married, and then the wife has rights for us, and then children come in, and this group or this circle gets wider and wider and wider. So, and then the person may go to work, and then he has a circle around him. He might be an employee or an employer, and he has co-workers with him, and so forth and so on. And then we go to the masjid, we stand next to somebody, we're not alone. So all the time there's this interaction with people, and that's where the actual test lies. The test is not to be perfect, but the test is to, if we have to make a mistake, to seek repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that when we have relationship problems with somebody, because we are definitely going to make mistakes, and we should be expected to be forgiven, and we should be expected to forgive as well. Because that's the whole crux of our existence, is that we are flawed by nature, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only perfect one. And Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَّهِّرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah says that He loves those people who make tawbah, and He loves those people who purify themselves, obviously. So Allah loves those people who make tawbah. And this is what our purpose of existence is, not to live in a perfect world, but to live in a world which we accept ourselves and accept each other for what we are. Obviously, if a person has gone wrong to somebody or has done, didn't fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he needs to ask maaf for. But other than that, we're not created in a perfect world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also regarding our risk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبَلَكَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا إِنَّهُمْ لَيَأْكُلُونَ الطُّعَامَ وَيَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have not sent before amongst you from the Mursaleen, except they were eating food just like you and walking in the marketplaces as well. And we have made some of you to others as a trial. We have made some of you to others as a trial. So will you then have patience? So Allah is saying that He has made some of us a trial unto others. As I explained before, whether it's in our risk, whether it's an employer or employee, whether it's a rich person, a ghani and a faqir. A rich person is tested by a poor person in the fact that he needs to be grateful. He needs to see the afia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on him. He needs to use the wealth that Allah has given him in the right way. He needs to look out for the poor people. And then also a faqir is tested with a ghani. It means a poor person is tested by a rich, by a rich person as well, in the sense that he has to now look those people below him. He has to not be jealous of the person that's been given more. Yes, he can ask for more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is there. Like a person who's marid and sahih as well, a person who's sick and a person who's not sick, a person may say to himself, I wish I had good health, and look at that person with certain, got so good health, such and such person has good health. Like that is tested. And a person who's got mu'afa, who's got ease and good health, he looks at a person, example, that is tested and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the world, the table is continuously turning, the wheels are turning. And these are the days that we rotate amongst mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So putting all this together, we see that as human beings, we are put in different situations at different times in our life. So that we have patience on each other. Allah says, atasbirun. Then will you have patience? Allah is asking this question. It's a rhetoric question which doesn't need an answer. But rather a person to imbibe these qualities in him, that we then have patience. So we should have patience, of course, because Allah has made us a trial unto others, and we will never be, as I say, in a perfect world. And when we have relationship problems, whatever it, whether it's between spouses, whether it's been an employer and employee, or father and son, or mother and daughter, or siblings, or whatever it may be, then we must not burn the bridges that are after that. Example, a person has an issue, he must always leave the door open for negotiation and compromise. He must not shut the door completely, because Allah can put us in a situation tomorrow where we might need that other person's help, or we might need that other person's experience or advice or something like that. So that's what relationships are all about, that we must not cut them off. And even if we have an issue with a person, we must know in our mind that we tomorrow can make mistakes as well, and we would also like to be forgiven. And in this way, you look at we live a life in which which will be built on forgiveness and tolerance, and people looking over each other's faults and defects. Allah also says in the Quran, يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضَهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيَةً. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given rizq to people, then He has made some to take others as an employee, or has taken people under them. Allah has made it such because not every single person will have the ability to be a boss or a manager or somebody on top. But always there's some people under him. A person might have somebody under him, whether he's a CEO of a company, a manager, a boss, a husband of a family, a father, whatever place, a principal of a madrasa, whatever it may be. Then a person, Allah says that He has made some of us authority of others. And that way, we look at it as a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but not as a superiority upon other people, in the sense that we now carry that out in a way that's proud or arrogant or something like that. But we all have a social status and a social fitting, like pieces of the puzzle we fit together in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to understand such things, and to strengthen our relationships by knowing the fact that we as humans are flawed by nature, and the only one being that is not flawed and perfect in all his qualities and attributes is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the madar of the social life of a Muslim. Yeah, the basis of a social life of a Muslim is built on this, the foundation, that if you can have this mutual forgiveness and mutual tolerance between ourselves, then we would have a more peaceful community and a more peaceful life. And in that way, we would all able to get to our objectives. And in this way, we also will draw the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy and His barakat. And may Allah give us, all of us, one and all, the tawfiq to understand our deen and to imbibe it, inshallah ta'ala.